Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, where we cut through the noise and bring you the most compelling stories shaping the marketing world today. Whether you're tuning in on your commute or catching us between meetings, we're here to keep you sharp and in the know. Let's dive into the five stories you need to hear right now. First up, from Digiday, a major move in the world of streaming advertising. Omnicom Media and Disney Advertising have just announced a collaboration that could finally put an end to those endlessly repetitive ads we all dread on streaming platforms. The partnership, unveiled at Cannes Lions, leverages ad tech from Innovid to enable dynamic, sequential storytelling across both video on demand and live programming. This means instead of seeing the same ad five times during a football game, viewers will experience a series of coordinated messages that evolve throughout their session, reducing ad fatigue. The tech is already live in the US, with plans to expand into Europe and Latin America later this year. Two Omnicom clients, including the Home Depot, are already participating, utilizing Disney's premium streaming inventory. The magic happens through a blend of Disney's identity graph, Omnicom's ACXiom data, and Innovid sequencing technology, allowing for creative 15, 30, and 60-second ads that build upon each other in real time. The collaboration also uses multi-party clean room tech, letting ACXiom and Disney securely connect the data for sharper audience targeting and measurement. For brands, this means messaging can respond to live moments. Think reacting to a big play in a game, making ads feel more authentic and relevant. As Disney's Jamie Power put it, this approach lets advertisers use each impression to deepen engagement, not just repeat the same message. It's a win for viewers, marketers, and platforms alike. Next, let's stick with Cannes Lions and look at how Sport Beach, initially just a single slide concept, has become one of the festival's most anticipated destinations, and now, a standalone business. Digiday traces Sport Beach's journey from a bold idea at Stagwell's Agency 72 and Sunny to a must-visit Cannes activation, drawing in both athlete celebrities and the marketing elite. Beth Sidhu, now CEO of Sport Beach, recalls the skepticism at launch. People feared a fire festival repeat, but the lines on opening day told a different story. Olympic track star Allyson Felix helped kick things off, and soon the likes of Carmelo Anthony, Serena Williams, and the Kels brothers were regulars, not just as athletes but as businesspeople, creators, and storytellers. Over the years, Sport Beach has added basketball and pickleball courts, running and swimming clubs, and even turf to celebrate the World Cup. The event's success has propelled it beyond Cannes, with live events and community building worldwide. Sidhu says Cannes remains the Super Bowl for Sport Beach, but the brand is now much bigger than the festival. This evolution reflects how sports, and sports marketing, are leading the way in audience engagement, as seen in record-breaking NBA Finals and World Cup viewership numbers. It's a testament to the power of blending culture, celebrity, and community in experiential marketing. Switching gears to the world of performance marketing, Digiday reports on Fanatics Sportsbook's shift from traditional audience targeting to optimizing campaigns for customer lifetime value, or LTV. Traditionally, marketers would define their ideal customer, find where they spend time, and buy media accordingly. But Fanatics, working with ad tech company Kognitiv, flipped this script. Instead of focusing on predefined segments, they let machine learning optimize campaigns based on actual customer value signals. The result, a 19% increase in projected customer LTV from campaigns using Kognitiv's full funnel CTV solution. Rather than relying on demographics or manual segments, Kognitiv's models target outcomes defined by the advertiser, like high-value bettors, using behavioral data. Their audience GPT tool even lets marketers describe their desired audience in natural language, and the AI builds segments accordingly. This approach means Fanatics can link ad spend more directly to business outcomes, rather than just acquisition costs. As Kognitiv CEO Jeremy Fain explains, the system finds more of the high-value customers based on real-world data, not just marketer assumptions. It's a shift that could reshape how performance marketers think about targeting and measurement. That's it for today's brief. From smarter streaming ads and the evolution of experiential marketing at Cannes, to the data-driven future of performance campaigns, the pace of change in our industry is only accelerating. As always, we'll be here to help you make sense of it all. Thanks for listening, and stay sharp out there.